views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the hit radio show, Psychic Cup of Coffee, with Kelly Setliff on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a gifted psychic medium who has worked in her industry for over 14 years. During this hit show, Kelly will be offering inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief and share with people that the psychic world is very real. Psychic Cup of Coffee's message is simple. It's all about keeping psychic ability real and how it is a part of our world every single day. We just need to pay attention and listen. Are you listening? Call 1-800-930-2819 with your questions. Now here is your host, Kelly Setliff. Hi, everybody, and welcome to Psychic Cup of Coffee. I'm glad you're listening today. We're going to talk about a lot of different stuff. Obviously, first and foremost, I'm going to kind of talk about what I feel what happens when people commit suicide and what I see energetically when I read for people, obviously in view of the situation, you know, with Robin Williams and what happened with his passing. Obviously, that's on, you know, a lot of people's minds. And, you know, what's interesting to that is that, you know, I hate when even, like, using the word suicide, because to me it paints such a negative picture on actually who that man really was. I mean, amazing to think in your world that you can make people laugh, right, for a living, and how cool that would be, and who he is and what he was about. And, you know, he was a wonderful person who gave and someone who always seemed like he was always there for people. But with the situation in hand, obviously, energetically, he just couldn't be here anymore, and that's kind of my take on things. When someone, I should say, has the opportunity or makes the opportunity to choose their own passing, energetically, what I have seen when I do readings for people, and let me tell you, when I read for people, children passing and this situation, when there's a suicidal choice that occurs, it's probably one of the harder readings I do as a psychic, because there's just all this ill will, and there's a lot of heaviness for the people who are left behind, and they have to contend with not just death, but the why. And guess what? You know, in life, we don't always get those answers to those questions. And, you know, that those are heavy-hearted people that come for readings. And what I see, actually, when I read for someone, is when someone crosses over and is in those circumstances, the energetic realm is so strong with love around them. Not that it's not when someone comes through and I do a reading for somebody, but especially when it's that loved one coming through, always coming through actually with oftentimes the reason they passed or the circumstances or they'll give evidence. What we call evidence of who they are and the circumstances around things. They will oftentimes, you know, show me the occurrence if they choose to. And you know what? It's also when they come through and the information, what transpires is that they always come through apologizing. They come through with love. They come through with leaving the loved ones behind because they know they're hurting so badly. But here's my message, and this is part of what we're talking about today, is that I believe in what I see energetically when I do readings and what I feel and what I've been kind of told from the other side, from information from all these readings I've done in this lifetime, is that I firmly believe that sometimes our souls just can't be here anymore. And it's just simple as that. It's that this person who accidentally took their life, or purposely took their life, I have to say accidentally, you know, and when they've taken their life, what they can't, whatever they're not getting here on earth, all right, with relationships, with who they are, their circumstances at hand, and their soul has got it already. They've already learned it. They've already gotten it. This is part of their soul passing, soul choices, and they can't get what they need here anymore, and they have to transition. And when they do transition, it doesn't just like stop. So in other words, like, you know what, you don't just like stop, you know, working through what you were working here. You have a lot of work to do on the other side when just like we all do, and when our souls cross over. And so when you're there and you're in that situation and you're in, you know, dire straits and you cross over in those circumstances, what happens in my take and what I've seen and been told is that all this love comes around you, all this abundance of love, of understanding, everything that maybe you didn't get here. And when that soul transitions, what happens is past loved ones, or what I believe, past loved ones help you out. They're your cheerleaders. Those are the people who are behind you working with your soul energy of why this happened, why your choices were what they were, how you can work through that. And you know what? And it is the most powerful, powerful, powerful God-like energy, love energy that this person will ever feel in their whole life. I do not believe that you go to hell, okay? I do not believe that at all. I do not believe that, you know, I believe that you have to rectify your soul, if there's a better term, of why the circumstance happened and why that occurred. But I do understand, but when you cross over, it's not like you're going, you know, if you've committed suicide, you're burning in hell for the rest of damnation here. This is a situation where actually, if anything, your soul is given magnificent healing, and past loved ones help you through that healing, and the circumstances help you through that healing. And so that's the aspect of the belief system of what I've been shown and what I really truly believe, because as people, we're always evolving, right? We're as evolving, you know, as we are, you know, just like when you're in business, right? As a business person, you evolve from when you first started out of college to somebody who's in their 50s. You know what I mean? You've had a totally dynamic of life and experience and everything like that. Same thing with our souls. We're constantly evolving as people, as parents, as boyfriends, girlfriends, wives, husbands. You know, we're different people at different stages in our world. So is in a soul. So we always forget, actually, our soul is just a part of us. It's part of our earth. It's part of who we are, who we're with, the circumstances that lend itself. And you know what? It doesn't change when you cross over. We're still working through. We're still getting through our lessons. I always say to everyone, heck, it's a lot easier to get your lessons here. So everybody play nice. Everybody be kind to one another. Than it is actually to go through on the other side and have to work all through it again and why that all happened. And that's its presence. That's its essence. You know, the sad part about life and the whole aspect of everything, and I'm sure anybody who ever touched, you know, Robin Williams or anyone else's, you know, life, in whether it be through film or comedy or just friendship, is that people then all of a sudden have regret, like, why didn't I do something? Why didn't I help? Why didn't I step in? Why didn't I give that extra hug? Why didn't I know what was going on with him? Same questions that everyone has when someone commits suicide, how they could make a difference. So what it does, too, is it creates, you know, the huge awareness, right? It makes an impact in our world. He was an impact guy. I mean, his energy and who he was, he made impact on every aspect of his world. And even in death, his choices has made impact on people. Where we have shifted to think, wow, how can I help somebody? How can I lend a hand? How can I make a difference? But we also have to remember, too, that sometimes, even when we try and work and help and lend a hand, sometimes all of our work and all of our goodness in helping others doesn't also mean that the end result changes. I think it's one of those circumstances that when your soul is ready to leave, it is ready to leave. And it also is because your soul can't partake or handle the situation at hand, and they need help from the highest source of all, and that's God energy. And that's part of the directive of when they cross over. And you know what? I do think, too, in the essence of, you know, when we talk about the subject, that it becomes, you know, it's regretful also, too, for the soul that crosses over. you know, when I've read for people too, you know, in the circumstance, they always come through with regret. They always come through with sorry. They never come through like, hey, I'm so glad I did that. You know, who would? You know what I mean? Hey, so glad I left you in a bind. Wonder why I was so depressed or so sad. You know, we're all healers, and we all are healers in who we are and what we work with. And you know what? It's important to remember that. And sometimes our healing has to take place not just with here, but it has to take place over there to make us complete. And I really feel there's nothing wrong with saying that, because as sad as the world is with his passing, I look at it as it in the other perspective, how magnificent the energy of love and energy that he's receiving right now. It's something we can't even dream of. So we're going to run a break, everybody. Come back. Anybody has any questions, please call in. We're going to talk about a lot of different subjects today. Be back in a moment and come back with
Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start winning the game of life with the unique, incomparable Lynn Brown. Lynn's powerful, transferable tools stem from her success in the very competitive world of sports and business.
Since Lynn was one of the top athletes in the United States, she understands really well about the athlete's mind, their challenges, and what athletes need. I have confidence to ask Lynn to take care of my professional team just because of Lynn, her passion, and the power she has.
Lynn is passionate about working with kids and with athletes. Her life is a testament to the incredible power of intention to create miracles. Lynn is dedicated to assisting and inspiring leaders with the vision and tools to realize their dreams.
And she wants to help you next. Enhance your overall performance and the ability to reach your goals. Bring your game face on. Visit letter R, letter U, Intuit.com or call 844, letter B, Intuit.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on the diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
The Ball!
everybody. Welcome back to Psychic Cup of Coffee here. We're obviously talking about a tender subject here, and we're talking about, you know, what I see as a psychic medium and what happens when their people, you know, choose to leave this earth on their own on their own ways, meaning suicide. And you know what? It's really interesting to me because, you know what? The biggest message of all is actually when someone chooses to transition and make your own date, you know, for transition, it is, you know, never on the other side where they're thrown into purgatory, where it's a horrible situation. It's always surrounded by love, of light. You know, people are there to guide you. People are there to work through the circumstances of what led itself to be, you know, and you know what? It's definitely concrete lessons of tragedy, that's for sure, of when our loved ones are left here on earth to figure this all out, right? There's a really, you know, interesting piece to this, though, is that, you know, we have to remember that our souls have lessons both here and on the other side. So it's not that, you know, we, you know, learn our lessons here, we die, and then we don't, you know, continue learning. It's a constant revolved circle, you know what I mean? If we're learning our soul lessons, we're learning, you know, let's say hypothetically if somebody was a real jerk in this lifetime, you know what? They have to, you know, learn over there and how not to do that or how it harmed people. You know, that's the whole cycle of life, and that's where, you know, the regret of a soul might feel that, of someone might feel that. You know what? It's working through why they made those choices. It's a lot of work. You know what I mean? You just don't get off easy when you cross over, that's for sure. And that sounds kind of funny or light, but it's really the truth. And it's, you know, it's really in the circumstances, you know, you kind of reap what you sow in life. And, you know what? But when the tragedy of a suicide that occurs, and I write a lot about this in my book because, obviously, I read for people who come to me who've had these circumstances. And, you know, we need to know that, you know, that person who chose to cross, like I said, just needed the healing on the other side. You know what? They're immersed in pure love and light to assist in their healing. And, you know, if we can understand that, it takes a little bit better perspective so that we can heal, and not saying that we were, you know, the ones at fault, that we didn't care enough or love enough for those people who transitioned. But it's one of the, and you know, you'll have that obviously in your grieving process, but you need to know that actually someone else takes over on the other side to heal your loved one. They are never ever left alone without someone helping or healing them, and that is should be a way for you to rekindle, because guess what? Their soul's rekindling. Their soul is regrouping, rekindling of their, you know, of nature, of who they are, their circumstances. And you know what? It's really interesting to me because there's a lot of anguish, especially when it's someone who's young or someone who possibly, you know, accidentally harmed themselves through drugs and, or, you know, emotional incapacitation of emotional issues and, you know, and depression or manic behavior or whatever the circumstances are. And, you know what, it's also the essence that, you know what, there's no worse heartache than that kind of passing. But the good news is that anyone who's ever experienced someone who's committed suicide, that the good news is that, you know what, they're being healed on the other side with love energy, angelic energy, so that they become whole again. And that, you know, in a situation where they feel that they can't live a life because they're living life just on the other side. And, you know what, we're still connected to them. Probably the best thing that actually, and I give this advice a lot, and I give this advice a lot to everybody, is when someone crosses over, is that it's very important that we pray to them. And someone will say, well, what do you mean, Kelly? And I'll say, you need to pray to them. You need to pray to their soul. You need to send them healing. You need to send them love. And, you know, whatever prayer, just even saying that, fuels their soul energy on the other side to make them be healed and feel whole. When I do readings for people, and sometimes, you know what, I can get people who come through for readings, and there's someone that's come through and there was a lot of, you know, disenchantment within the family, and they don't want to talk to that person, or they don't want to be around that person anymore, or their guy was a real jerk in his lifetime, or abusive, or whatever the situation, if it was someone that they knew. But it's like their soul is, when they come through like that and they want to give a message, and when someone doesn't really receive it, I give it anyways because it's a lot of work for the other side to come through to give a message. But when I do that, what happens is that I can feel the difference in the energy. I can tell a difference in the energy where someone who was loved a lot and prayed for a lot and recognized versus a soul that's, you know, kind of been dead, buried, and I don't want to talk to that person because they were a real jerk. Well, that soul is like starving for attention. It's starving for love. It's starving for prayer. It's starving in the essence of what that their energy is at this moment. It's almost like, you know what, it feels like they're in a desert looking for water. And, you know, someone might say, well, that's what that person deserves. But you know what, is that really humane? Is that the humane thing to do? And you have to look at the perspective of that if you were on the other side and you were in this circumstance, okay, wouldn't you want somebody to pray to you still or still say, hey, I still love you, or even the circumstances were horrific, I forgive you, or I've forgiven that. Think how that heals you. Think how it heals the person's soul on the other side. Because we don't just forget. It's not like we just live 63 years and then say, okay, I'm done. No. You know, we continue, you know, working through our stuff. And for people to think it's so black and white is really kind of like odd to me, because life isn't black and white, and nor should it be. There's a lot of gray in there. And you know what? It's about being, you know, really, truly spiritual people. You know, it's really interesting. I did a beautiful reading for a woman, and I write about this in my book. And she was just a fantastic lady. And her loved one had come through, and it turned out to be her son who had passed. And he, of course, had passed under some, you know, dire circumstances emotionally and took his own life. And so as he came through, obviously it was what I talked about, is through love and energy and all this kind of thing and where he was. And she had sent me a really lovely thank you note in reference to this and how it really helped her heal after the reading. And then she also sent me, and this is in my book, his poem. And he had written a poem when he was a young boy, 15. And she sent it to me, a copy of it. I'm going to read it to you. And it's called Brian's Poem. And it says, hearts give us life, hearts give us love, hearts give us grace like the sweet morning dove. Hearts give us feelings either sad or good. Hearts would give us freedom if they could. Hearts see our future. Hearts saw our past. If hearts could cure, they would do it real fast. Hearts produce miracles, I guess you could say. Hearts are always working, especially on D-Day. He gave that poem to his mom on Valentine's Day. Now this boy, he got it. He got it when he was 14 years old or 15 years old. He understood the message of love. He understood the message of defining that. He understood the message of, you know, looking for miracles, of healing. And he didn't need 80-some years to figure that out. His soul got it. And that's what we forget, too, when people pass or choose their life. You know what? There's a lot of circumstances what they came into this world to do. They got, and they gave. And sometimes you don't have to live a year, you know, 80 years to get it. And we have to always keep it in perspective that our life's purpose and who we are and our souls are make a choice at one point in our world, and they never stop growing. They never stop growing up. They never stop healing. You know what? They really are always in learning pattern. They're always in love pattern. I love saying that, love pattern. you know what, they're always in, you know, they're forgiven. There's a self-forgiveness that happens when they transition based on, you know, all the circumstances at hand of because that's a big deal when someone gets to that space in their world that they feel that they can't do it anymore, and they take their own life. That's a really big deal energetically for them to be able to make that choice. But obviously, dire straits are what they are, and the circumstances, and the need that they know that they just can't their soul energy can't work it here anymore. So with that being said, remember that, you know what I mean, if we think keep things like that in perspective, what happens is that, you know what, we can heal a lot better when we hear of someone who commits suicide. We can also send them lots of love and energy so that they receive it. And you know what, we can also take it a lesson to take another step up that, you know what, we need assistance in our medical system so we can catch things, so we can be better prepared. Because everything has a lesson. I'm a big believer in that. Everything has a lesson. My kids will tell you that, all three teenagers. But they're very, but you know what? We really have to, you know, do that. We're going to run to break, and we'll be back very shortly, continuing our conversation.
On TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passion, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. Anxiety can attack or creep up on us at the most inopportune moments, which makes us feel powerless and out of control. However, anxiety is a basic feeling that is created by our mind. Understanding some do's and don'ts about anxiety is a first step to demystify this emotion and regain control. The more we know about a challenge, the more we can find ways to overcome it.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions, and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Psychic Cup of Coffee. We're talking about, you know, the transitions when people commit suicide and what happens energetically with them, but also transpires with soul activity, all of that. And I want everybody to understand, actually, and this kind of drives me crazy, is, you know, obviously we've been talking about the perspective I have on this whole issue of even the word suicide, all right, is that it's really important that everybody understands that it's always important to treat death with respect, not shame or fear. And if we can get that as a society, that's, we're golden. Because, you know, how would you like to be like, all right, not for nothing, but, you know, Robin Williams, 63 years old, gave to humanity through his gift of laughter and as a comedian and his philanthropy work and working with our troops and, you know, all of that. And then, you know what? The circumstances lend itself to how he had to transition. And that's what we keep seeing is suicide, suicide, suicide. I'm like, can the media just drop it? You know what I mean? And it's like, you know what? Because that's what his family, his loved ones are hearing, you know? And it really just taints what someone's whole life, whole soul purpose was. And, you know, it's really funny to me because, you know what? When a baby is born, we treat birth with such grace and dignity, don't we? And we should have the same respect with death. And we don't. We look at it as, you know, a horrific thing. Obviously, our emotions are all tied into it, so I get that we're sad. And we've all experienced death, you know what I mean, of, you know, in all the stages of death and what we go through in a grieving process, right, from that sad stage to the angry stage to the, you know, regretful stage to, you know what I mean, then you get to the happy stage where you can remember fun memories of somebody. You know, that's the stuff that doesn't change as a person because we're all emotional and we're connected. But it's also, remember, have to remember that when that soul crosses over, it's such a healing, loving event. And that's the part that we dismiss as a society. You know, it was really funny. I was at a funeral, and it was a sad funeral. They're all sad, but this was a real tragedy where someone had passed away through carbon monoxide poisoning, and there was like three or four people had passed, and it was a sudden passing. And the priest got up to talk and about, you know, life and giving the message. And he said, you have to remember that this is all preordained. You know what? It's like their loved ones, the other side, their energy. And I was amazed that this priest said this and how he spoke, that their loved ones are all there, like, waiting, and it's like a birth of a baby. You know, did you, you know, is she here yet? What time do you think she's going to be here? You know, are we ready for her? I mean, everything that he was saying was exactly like what we talk about when there's a birth of a baby. And you know what? The other side does that too. They're excited to see you. They love you. They, you know, your loved ones can hardly wait to, you know, give you a good old hug again. And we forget that. We forget that as people that, you know, when it's not doom and gloom and we don't just transition to the other side, you know, we go through this beautiful, beautiful process. And that's the part that when, as people, that we need to understand that, you know what, there's real beauty in it. And that, to people would say, oh, Kelly, you're crazy to talk like that. But you really have to understand the energetic connection and to believe, you know what, in our hardest, saddest space of our world, you know, when we love someone and they leave, and especially if they've left on their own doings, that, you know what, on the other essence of where they are, people have been waiting for them to help them heal. And that's the perspective. That's what I'd like to see shared. That's why I'm sharing that today. That's hard stuff for me to say. It's emotional for me to say that. But it's a very important piece of our society that we need to learn different. And not blast it that, you know, Robin Williams committed suicide. And how did he commit suicide? And how did, you know what I mean? Like, oh, bloody heck, who cares? You know what I mean? The guy died. He had a beautiful life. You know what I mean? You know, and he gave to others, you know. And I think now that we've had, you know, a day or so to kind of understand circumstances, now you're hearing the great stories. Now you're hearing, seeing the funny, you know, stories of things that he used to do and what he used to do for people. And And, you know, and that's the part. I mean, one of the things that I loved, I saw today about him and about what, and just the personality of things, you know, it was Christopher Reeve, and he was going in for a really bad back surgery, and when he was paralyzed, and he, you know, some guy showed up in his scrubs, and he came in with a Russian accent, and was pretending he, you know, and you know, had a rubber glove, and he put up his hand and was pretending he was going to have, give him a rectal exam. Okay, it was Robin Williams who was Christopher's, roommate in college, and he came to make him laugh. And in the story that Chris wrote about was all about, that was the first long laugh he'd had since the tragedy that hit him. And he knew there was hope to be able to laugh again. So, you know what I mean? It's like, you look at that and it's like, it's fantastic, and it made me laugh. Or, you know, when someone asked him about what he thought about heaven, and he was being interviewed, and, you know, and he was asking, you know, being interviewed by him, and he said, you know what, I believe heaven has lots of laughter. And it does have lots of laughter. When I do readings for people, oh my gosh, spirit comes through with such funny things and quirky things to let their loved ones know that they're okay, and it can be the funniest. I did a reading one time, and I kept seeing these white sneakers, okay, and they were brand new white sneakers, like, you know, the kind that we use, you know what I mean, just plain white ones, not anything with, you know, any design or anything like that, like the cotton white sneakers. And I kept seeing those. And what was so funny was that the sneakers were what the woman who passed away, they put on her feet because they were, there was a fundraiser, and she had bought sneakers for the grandma to wear. And they actually ended up, you know, saying, you know what, she's going to wear these sneakers. You know what, you bought her these sneakers, and that's what she's going to wear when she's in the casket. See what I mean? The link, the funny story behind that. Or, and then spirit, their spirit comes through to communicate, their souls come through to communicate that, so that their loved ones can have a laugh. So heaven is really fun. Heaven's, you know, spirit, souls keep laughing. They definitely can laugh, and they constantly play a little joke on us once in a while too. You know, they play where you, all of a sudden your lights will flicker, right? If someone's passed away, I've heard tons of those stories when that will happen, and it's the same light, and it's the same time, and who's doing that, or, you know, something will fall in the kitchen, and they'll, you know, pick that up, or it could be a frame of them that fall. Or, you know, the energy of something that gets your attention, or it's a song, you know what I mean, that will come through that you guys danced to, or it was your wedding song, or, you know, or even a song that you hated. I've heard that one too before. You know, someone would say, oh, I hated that song, and that person hated that song, and then it would come on, and it just resonates. It's evidence. We always call it evidence when those circumstances happen. And, you know, and you look at that, and it's like, yes, you know what? There is laughter. There is continuum. There is that example of fun and everyone getting together. And it's kind of like when you, best way to describe it, what I feel is when I'm connecting into it with when I do readings, is that, you know how you like go to a party, and let's say it's a reunion, you haven't seen people in ages, or your loved ones, and you're like, oh my gosh, I haven't seen you in so long, and you just catch up, and you're like in that momentum, and it's so much fun to love and laugh, and you're even hoarse from talking because you've had so much fun talking to everybody. And it's that love and that energetic feel that you get, that vibration, and that's what they're feeling 24/7. And that's so healing, that's so good. So, you know, we get that here. We create that here. That's always like, you know, always make sure we always, you know, love one another and have a good time with one another and be kind to one another. But they're getting that energy 24/7 by their loved ones or their guides or angels, their God. And that's where they're at. That's really where I feel that they are. And we're going to run to break, everybody. And we're going to continue our conversation about the good old Robin Williams and talk about more stories about what I see on the energetic realm of when people transition. Be back in a moment.
To the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
Are you ready for all the abundance you can imagine? Lynn Brown's Abundance Through Energy Workshop on August 8th will bridge the perceived gap between the material world of money and the world of energy. You will experience live readings about abundance, get to play with and see energy for yourself, and enjoy sample healing from local wellness professionals. You will literally walk away with tools you can use in both the energetic and material world when it comes to money. Register now at ruintuit.com or call 844-BINTOIT.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to Facebook.com/TheDrPatShow and click the like button. Then go to Twitter.com/TheDrPatShow and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's Facebook.com/TheDrPatShow and Twitter.com/TheDrPatShow.
Welcome back to Psychic Cup of Coffee. We're really kind of diving into transition and what I see as a psychic medium and how this all works and what I've been kind of told in readings and, you know, working within the energetic realm of information that comes through to me when I do a reading for somebody. One thing that I want to reassure people is that no one ever dies alone. And that's always a hard perspective when I've done readings for people, especially someone who has chosen to leave this world on their own, is that no one ever dies alone. And nor are we, and even if in the essence of when people are in, you know, when loved ones are surrounded by somebody, you know, in a hospital and around them, and let's say they all go to grab a bite to eat or go grab, go to the bathroom or whatever, and then that person transitions. And or they'll often say to me, oh my gosh, I tried to get there, but they didn't wait for me, and they transition. You know what? Sometimes souls need to do it on their own, and they have all, they know they love you, they know your energy is around them, they feel you, you know what I mean? They know their lifetime that they had with you, they love you, and that's all they need. Other energy of people, they use it as a group lesson to learn how to transition, and everybody experience it and feel it. You know, other, and they need your energy to help them cross over. But when someone is on their own and they've, you know, chosen to leave this earth and transition to the other side, they're never, ever alone. There is loved ones, like I said, waiting for them. There's loved ones around them in their transition. And you know what? It's oftentimes they just scoop them up and love them and kiss them and say it's okay. And that's the aspect that we need to understand, that as humans we want to say, oh my gosh, I wasn't there, I wasn't around there, if I would have done this, I would have done that, if I would have been there, if I would have called them, if I would have shown up at their home, you know what I mean? We go through the guilt trip of the 24 questions of what we should have done hour by hour and 24 hours there to how to prevent something. And the reality is that sometimes we just can't prevent it because it's a choice. It's a soul choice. And when we're in that situation, it's never easy for the people left behind. We all know that. But you got to remember that there's a self-forgiveness that happens also from the other side of energy. And because of the guilt or the transition that has happened, and I've left my family, and I've left this, and I've left that, and how could I do this, and everything else that happens there. I mean, that's their kind of, that's kind of the karmic situation of when that happens. It's not nothing that you can't work through, nothing that you do work through, but it's something you got to work through. And you know what? It's just remember that, you know what? You have to let go of old guilt. You have to remember that, you know what, always we're you know, if you want to call it God or Buddha or whatever, we're all perfect energy. And we are perfect. And sometimes different choices make it different. But you know what? In the end, we're 100%. And when we transition and go to the other side, we become 100% at some stage of the game. And that's where, you know what, a change can sometimes, like that dramatic, can also leave a lot of less change down the road, or the circumstances down the road to possibly the other people left behind. Their souls are constantly learning too. It could be, you know what, you never know. I mean, somebody could end up being a huge advocate in suicide awareness and create a program that saves others, or because unfortunately they had to go through it with their son or their daughter or their husband or their wife. Or the circumstance that lends itself where, you know what, people become aware to be kinder to others and be careful maybe what you say to somebody or how words are chosen to others. And it's also a part about being, you know, selective on getting good care, getting good mental care, so that, you know what, that soul doesn't maybe have to make that choice because they can't get the help that they need. How sad is that? You know what I mean? To think that many, many, many circumstances are due to, you know, poor mental health state. I mean, look at all our shootings in the world, right? You know, when I talk about Sandy Hook in my book also, I talk about a lot of different things, but I look at, you know, the mental illness that is all caused behind the circumstances that isn't addressed properly, and these people feel that they can't go on, so they're going to prove their point, they're going to take everybody else on too, and take them out also. And, you know, that's the part that behind, you know, every situation of gun violence, okay, unless you're a terrorist, you know what? The mental illness piece of it is huge, and that's the part that the dialogue needs to change. And things need to change within our world so that things can, so that people can get the proper care and the long-term care. That's the key word with all of it, the long-term care. So if we can contend with that, then what happens is that, you know what, we can make a better place. We can make a better world for everyone. And you know, isn't that what we're all here to do? Just like good old Robin Williams made a better world for all of us, huh? And it was funny, I was talking to my producer during the break, and we were chatting and naming all different movies that he was in, and we laughed about, and different lines for movies and different stuff like that. And it's, everyone's got a different perspective, because my kids obviously are younger, so they saw the, you know, the movies from Mrs. Doubtfire, and they saw the, you know, the other, you know, programs produced by Disney and different stuff like that. And you know, it's just like you look at that and you're like, you know what, we can all say something. Or I can remember growing up, Mork and Mindy was like, you know, in the 80s, and I would be babysitting and watching Mork and Mindy on Friday nights. You know what I mean? So, you know what? It's all, you know, the opportunity that we all give to everybody. And you know what? Maybe there's going to be some good changes. I would hope there would be good changes, actually, in looking at depression and mental illness and how our world can change things. Because you can't have a beautiful, positive life like that guy, Robin, and not look at it in perspective how we can make things different now so that someone else doesn't suffer and do that. So I think that, you know what, we're all in this together, right? We always are. And it's good to keep things in perspective and with how things turn out in our world. And remember, we always have to be kind to one another and love one another and create that self-forgiveness for many so that things can't happen, so we can break free from old patterns. We need to try some different ventures here so we can all grow and learn. And that's coming from a real perspective of what transitioned with us just this past day. So I wish everybody well this week. I wish everybody good health. And I also wish everybody a lot of laughter. And find a good laugh today. We all need that once in a while, don't we? Thanks for listening to Psychic Cup of Coffee. I'll see you next week, everyone. And everyone, enjoy your evening.
You've been listening to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff. Tune in for this hit show every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, offering inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they've lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Psychic Cup of Coffee's message is simple. We just need to pay attention and listen. Are you listening? For more information and to contact Kelly, visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com or call 978-420-8213. Again, that's 978-420-8213. See you next week.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win?
Stop wondering and start winning the game of life with the unique, incomparable Lynn Brown. Lynn's powerful, transferable tools stem from her success in the very competitive world of sports and business.
Since Lynn was one of the top athletes in the United States, she understands really well about the athlete's mind, their challenges, and what athletes need. I have confidence to ask Lynn to take care of my professional team just because of Lynn, her passion, and the power she has.
Lynn is passionate about working with kids and with athletes. Her life is a testament to the incredible power of intention to create miracles. Lynn is dedicated to assisting and inspiring leaders with the vision and tools to realize their dreams.
And she wants to help you next. Enhance your overall performance and the ability to reach your goals. Bring your game face on. Visit letter R, letter U, Intuit.com or call 844 letter B, Intuit.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on the diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Are you ready for all the abundance you can imagine? Lynn Brown's Abundance Through Energy Workshop on August 8th will bridge the perceived gap between the material world of money and the world of energy. You will experience live readings about abundance, get to play with and see energy for yourself, and enjoy sample healing from local wellness professionals. You will literally walk away with tools you can use in both the energetic and material world when it comes to money. Register now at ruintuit.com or call 844-BINTOIT.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in a field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out have catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Into Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passion, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.